bringing you a special edition regarding an emergency that might be exploding in the AEW locker room. My name is Nikki Heyman. At the table tonight, I've brought in proper emergency personnel. My man in New York, Jason Block.
If this is true, which I believe it is, this is huge, this is mega, and I think there's going to be a lot of suspensions and potential firings and all that sort of stuff.
And so, to get all this assembled, I also have my technician here, VRM.
Yes, I'm not playing the funny sound bites. This is a pretty serious show situation we've got going on here with AEW right now. Because
it's not fun.
This is not fun. This is not us joking around. You're not going to hear mocks. You're not going to hear us pulling out all the funny little sound clips. We have a major problem.
Potential problem. Mm-hmm. So the big things that happened at AEW, which we'll go into more detail on the regular show,
right,
is that the Elite won the Trios Championship.
Right? This is my shocked face.
Ha ha ha, okay. And the Masked Joker turned out to be MJF, and we'll get to that later on. And, mm-hmm, of course, CM Punk beat Jon Moxley. Okay, fine. Show goes off the air. MJF returns. We get to the media scrum, and CM Punk is first.
Now, and a lot of people wish he wasn't, because, oh my God, we talk about him pushing the Mox buttons a couple weeks ago and our whole shtick with Mox here.
Mm-hmm.
That had nothing on the buttons that got pushed on Sunday night.
Right. So Sunday night, there were on wrestling, what happens is that a Nick Houseman, who was the senior before Nick Houseman even asked a question, CM Punk, a.k.a. Phil Brooks, goes off. And this is from the AEW media scrum. This is unedited, I believe. Let's go for
it. This is unedited. This is exact words straight from the time. So I'm not sure exactly how it was broached. I have to re-listen to it again. But something brought up Colt Cabana. And Punk went off like a match.
And the fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target, and they spread lies and bullshit and put into a media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him.
Stop the tape there. Okay. Who, and Nikki, I believe who he is referencing is the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. Okay.
Okay.
Who he is claiming that they leaked information that Punk got Colt Cabana fired from AEW.
That is plausible, but Punk doesn't strike me as somebody who is going to continue that kind of bad blood, since isn't everything with him and Cabana taken care of?
Yeah, in fact, before, in the lead up to this, he was going off about the court case that was going on.
I have the quote, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
He says, "I haven't had anything to do with Scott Colton in almost a decade. Probably wanted nothing to do with him even longer than that. It's fucking unfortunate that I have to come up here and speak on this when I'm on my time and this is a fucking business. Why I'm a grown-ass adult man and I decided not to be friends with somebody is nobody else's fucking business. But my friends, if I fall backward, will catch me. Scott Colton, I felt, never would have. My problem, I wanted to bring a guy with me to the top that did not want to see me at the top, okay? You call it jealousy, you call it enemy, whatever the fuck it is, my relationship with Scott Colton ended long before I paid all of his bills. I have every receipt, I have every invoice, I have every email. I have the email where he says, and I quote, 'I agree to go our separate ways. I will get my own loan. You don't have to pay anymore.' That's an email I have, and the only reason the public did not see it is because when I finally had to countersue him, through discovery, we discovered he shared a bank account with his mother. That's a fact. And as soon as we discovered that fact, and we subpoenaed old Marcher, he sent the email, oh, can we please all drop this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 2022. I haven't been friends with him since at least 2014, late 2013. And this is where
the quote picks up from the soundbite.
Let's play it again. Play it again from the beginning.
And the fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target, and they spread lies and bullshit and put into a media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him, want nothing to do with him, do not care where he works, where he doesn't work, where he eats, where he sleeps. And the fact that I have to get up here and do this in 2022 is fucking embarrassing. And if y'all are at fault, fuck you. If you're not, I apologize. But what did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed fucking dumb fuck like Hangman Adam Page to go out on national television
fucking
go into business for himself? For what? What did I do, Dave? What did I ever do? Didn't do a goddamn thing. What's your name, sir?
Dom D'Angelo.
Fuck the Pittsburgh Penguins. What are you doing?
Pittsburgh. I made it really clear in Forbes, and I just want to make it clear again.
It's not his position to make it very fucking clear. There's people who call themselves EVPs that should have fucking known better. The shit was none of their business. I understand sticking up for your fucking friends. I fucking get it. I stuck up for that guy more than anybody. Okay? I paid his bills until I didn't, and it was my decision not to.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have no commented when Nick first said it. It's my fault. And if I hadn't, it's my fault.
I appreciate
it. I should have just taken a head on because you never said
it. But I'm trying to run a fucking business. And when somebody who hasn't done a damn thing in this business jeopardizes the first $1 million house that this company has ever drawn off of my back and goes on national television and does that, it's a disgrace to this industry. It's a disgrace to this company. Now, we're far beyond apologies, right? I gave him a fucking chance. It did not get handled. And you saw what I had to do, which was very regrettable, lowering myself to his fucking level. But that's where we're at right now. And I will still walk up and down this hallway and say, if you have a fucking problem with me, take it up with me. Let's fucking go.
Okay, so I think there at the end, Punk is referencing the shot, the shoot with from 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when when he went off on Page, and the thing that everybody said he went off script on. So it sounds like he's going off script in response to something Page did and going off script. Whether that's true or not, who can say? But Tony's face here was interesting to watch.
He was, and you're right. I'll just say this. He looked like, oh God, what the hell is going on? Right. Do you have anything more from Punk?
I did not pull the rest of the promo. I didn't think we would need more than that. But basically, he goes off on like we said, we already said Colt Cabana, on the EVPs, so presumably the Bucks and Omega, and on Hangman Adam Page. And, oh boy.
Now, here's, Nikki, where it gets worse, okay?
Yeah. So.
Wow. Worse?
So.
Worse.
So during the media scrum, you can see several security personnel leave the media scrum.
And run.
Yeah, because couple doors down in allegedly CM Punk's locker room,
there was a fight. There was a fight. According to Mike Johnson of PWI and multiple sources outside of this, but I have a timeline here, okay? And after Punk finished venting his heart out at the media scrum, he returned to his locker room where there was an altercation. Omega and the Bucks went to his locker room and confronted him about what he said, okay? There was a physical altercation with Punk and the Bucks. No one was sharing stories and is quite sure who threw the first punch. Okay. Omega was there, but did not get into a physical altercation with Punk. Ace Steel arrives and did get involved as his wife was in the vicinity, possibly even inside Punk's locker room as she was watching over Punk's dog, Larry. Steel was supposedly getting physically involved. Staff and security hit the scene to break it up and separate Punk's from the Elite side. Once the side was separated, they continued to argue for some time before the Bucks and Omega exited the arena area of Punk's locker room. There was a lot of yelling of each other. Tony Khan wasn't present. At least one of the Bucks was said to be sporting a black eye. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard from a number of people in the company backing one side and blaming the other. Some were backing Omega and the Bucks, given Punk's comments, feeling Punk's verbal statements led to the incident and he was the guilty party. Others were packing Punk and questioning why EVP stormed into his locker room, placing Punk in a situation where he would be outnumbered and that the decision to go there was partially responsible. Others are questioning how things will go down at TV this Wednesday, given the situation involved the company's new champion, three EVPs and a producer, all of whom were in positions of being leaders behind the scenes. AEW was very tight-lipped. And there's some sympathy for MJF that he got overshadowed by this.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest front side news, like camera side news, is MJF just has this big return. We have a whole promo, we have a whole package ready to go for this week when we come to the show proper. And this is minutes after he makes his triumphant return and basically throws his hat in the ring. I am the number one contender. I am taking the world title from you, CM Punk, and not 20 minutes after his grand return, CM Punk and the executive committee of the company are going to blows, like literally going to blows.
It's not fun. I mean,
it's not fair to MJF. I mean, we all do not like MJF. Because he's a heel.
Yeah, he's a heel.
We hate him for being a heel. He's also an asshole, but he didn't deserve that.
No, not even close. And it was a great promo. Okay. Do you have that clip?
I do have the clip. So
why don't you play that clip? Because
now, this clip has been cut down. So
yeah, just cut it down. Now you haven't.
This
heard
has
this.
The whole thing. This has the whole thing. So this is the voice. Now, this is everything.
Right, but I'm just asking you, Nikki. You did not see or hear of this, right, before?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Listen to this. This is how MJF returned.
So this is after the end of the title match. Punk is celebrating in the ring, and then suddenly.
So it's been a few months now, and your continuous, unexcused, extended absence is hurting the company. And it's definitely hurting the fans. And I know you don't care about the fans at all, but I do. So if you will show up at All Out, I am willing to swallow a very bitter pill for the sake of the fans. I'll put you in the casino ladder match. I won't force you to sign an extension. And I will pay you $1. But you have to show up at All Out. This is my final offer. You're not going to get a better one.
You stupid old man. I'm a snake. The greatest thing the devil ever did was making people believe he didn't exist.
And I am the devil himself.
So, yeah, now okay. I will say that was truncated. There were some sizable gaps where obviously he's taking the mask off backstage, putting his scarf on, and then obviously all the stuff afterwards where he comes out to this, sounds like this big hero's welcome, does the belt motion, and then flips off the Chicago crowd.
Good heel.
Very good heel.
Now, Nikki.
Yeah.
If you were in AEW right now,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck do you do? If it's real.
If this is legit, I would shut up and back up. This is, you know, I realize that it's the company that I work for, but I'm not going to give my two cents about what's going on, which essentially above my head. This is something that I can't.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Because I think I may have misled the question. If you were Tony Khan, what would you do? Because that's the $64,000 question.
Tony Khan does have a little problem with flying off the handle. The problem is, which direction does he go? Does he side with the Bucks after all the vitriol Punk just spat? Or does he side with Punk? Because despite the vitriol, he's right. We're not sure about the lies and bullshit, but the fact that Hangman Adam Page went off script and pressed a button, and Punk's only got a couple of buttons, really. He can let a lot of shit slide, but that's one of like three buttons I think I can think of that would set him off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, in the wrestling business, nothing is off limits, but that wasn't even in the script, and Punk wasn't ready for it, and he's like, I can't believe the Bucks let you do that. And even if they didn't give you permission, that's way out of bounds. So Tony Khan's got a very big dilemma on his hands. Does he take the side of the people who built the company or the side of the man that could potentially keep them moving forward? AEW could do it without Punk. And there's no way on God's green earth that Punk's going to go back to the Fed.
No.
So Punk is going to either end up in a shit ton of trouble. He's going to end up on the couch because he's going to be like, fuck everybody. Good night. I've made my money. Or he and the Bucks are going to have to be separated physically over the next couple months of tapings until this cools off. Until we get the story straight. Mm-hmm. So, because the story already has blown a little bit out of control. As it gets told and retold, people are saying that FTR was there.
Well, there's a rumor killer that.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be noted, according to Mike Johnson of PWI, that over the course of the day, some of the stories around the incident have gotten more and more fantastical as they were passed on and on. You know, as you said, telephone, tell a wrestler, right?
Correct. Yes.
Involved. I love that line. Involved under the names. In regards to FDR, who are close with Punk, and Hangman Page, close with the Elite, they weren't present and they had all exited the arena after the pay-per-view were not needed for the media scrum. They weren't involved. Did you hear anything else? Or those two?
That was the main one, that somehow FTR was back there, and I was pretty sure that Paige wasn't back there because did he even have a match?
Yeah, it was the Elite versus
Dark Order.
Sorry, he was with the Dark Order for the inevitable winning of the Trios title by the Bucks,
mm-hmm.
which in itself can start lighting some mm-hmm. matches, because we always, we joke about it, but the Bucks are the Bucks. The first people they want to put over are themselves.
It is best friends wrestling.
Yes.
But Punk is the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason we have to pay attention to the soundbite.
Right. Punk is okay. Okay.
We have four people that have the same personality
mm-hmm.
involved in here, and what are they doing?
Because Omega. Okay, you don't think Omega's got an ego? Omega's one of the most egotistical guys in the business. Please.
Yes.
You can see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good Lord, just the his entrance alone.
Right.
It's justified. He is one of the best in the business, but come on, man.
I mean, I could play the entrance, but that's a good happy fun time thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're not here about happy fun times here yet. We will have happy fun times, okay?
It's Friday.
It's Saturday or whatever.
Yeah, sorry, Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. It is just the idea that, okay, Punk... I mean, because I just wanted to see, okay, Adam, what did he say? I don't remember. What did he say?
Basically, I think it was that supposedly Paige not taking advice from the veterans. Basically...
Okay. There was speculation that it was Paige bringing up Colt Cabana at Double or Nothing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I will bet you, now, John Moxley, that is, and we're not bringing him out here, okay, yeah. It was his idea to beat Punk at Cleveland to set up what happened in Chicago, okay, supposedly, okay? So if Moxley was willing to give himself up in Chicago, he's not the ego guy here. I don't think. Do you guys think? Hello? Anybody?
No, we'll talk about that a little more on Saturday or whenever we do the show, because it still felt a little weird to do the booking that way. It's like you're going to shotgun the lineal title off of Punk onto Mox to set up the moment for Punk in Chicago when he could just win.
Take.
So, like I said, our discussion on that.
We'll discuss. But what I'm just saying is that. The thing is, to me, I mean, I've seen things on Twitter where, you know, Tony says, I'm not going to take this shit anymore. But he's got to come down on everybody. If he comes down on one side, they're fucked.
But how do you come down on everybody about this?
Well, we have a precedent we just set.
Which I missed while my internet was being stupid.
No. We're talking about the Kingston Guevara thing.
Oh, yeah.
If Kingston and Guevara each get suspended for, you know, just talking at each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a fight or was it just words? I mean, VRM, do you remember?
I think it was mostly a verbal altercation. Eddie might have gotten a little physical.
But if you've got Matt and Nick Jackson, Kenny Omega and CM Punk beating the shit out of each other backstage, there's got to be fines and suspensions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to strip belts, don't you?
Yeah, that's...
That's where it's going to get tricky, because you're going to try to strip the belts off the EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
The buck stops with Tony Khan, but
yeah, but that's the thing is, and that's one of the things that somebody made Shane made a reference to this in the chat. Tony's the money.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks and Omega are the brains.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why this is such a very delicate situation, because you just put of the five people that are involved, and I am counting Ace Steel as being involved in this, of the five people that are involved, four of the people just won championships tonight.
Or Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
So now you have to deal with this, because now you also have to deal with, oh, we're starting to book this view. Now, there are some people on Twitter that are saying that, oh, this is a work. It's setting up this whole big thing, this on-screen Civil War. It's like, I don't care if it's a work or not. It's like, chances are, and it's like, the fact that AEW has said nothing today.
Mm-hmm.
They are radio silent since the end of the scrum. We have heard this from, we have been getting stories out of everybody. Sean Ross Sapp,
Brian Alvarez, Denise Salcido,
Steven Mullen. What was his name again? Mullen.
Even Izzy. And, you know, even Izzy, you know, has been dealing with this. It's just, the question is, I mean, it's going to get people talking. It's going to get ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but
it's not the kind of, it's not the kind of ratings you want.
Especially also after the Discovery Warner Brothers merger. Right? Am I wrong?
This part I didn't know a whole lot about.
It's just that, remember, Discovery and Warner Brothers have been cutting shows left and right to try and close a $3 billion gap, right? Something like that? BRM, you know this.
Something like that. Oh, Muehlhausen, and that's who I was thinking of. Steven Muehlhausen, yeah. from Day's End.
Right. DAZN?
Yeah, DAZN.
It's called DAZN.
DAZN, okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if everyone is reporting on this, and this is a bad look on the business side of things.
Right.
It's a public, if this is legit, it is a public relations nightmare.
And Tony Khan is not the most level-headed of executives, never mind everybody else involved.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to get really, 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 really messy.
Mm-hmm.
And it could come down from even higher up. For, you know, hey, you stop that shit. Because if Warner and Discovery are like, we don't need this kind of drama, they can drop that show like that.
Mm.
Right?
They could. We don't know. But we're going to get talking. We could speculate till doomsday, but we have to get to bed,
mm-hmm.
but we will cover this. If we have any updates on before Saturday's show, we will come with it. Otherwise, Nikki, you want to just sign us out?
Yeah. And again, this is something we will be paying attention to. And we will discuss it further on the official show. So for Jason Block and VRM, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection Extra. We'll see you later this week.
This is the NAWC. On September 7th, 2022, this is the second extra we've done in a week because there's been a lot of news since we did it on Monday. VRM, welcome back. Okay.
Yeah, this has been probably the wildest 3 days of wrestling news we've had in a long time. Even wilder than the Vince McMahon stuff.
It is wilder than, in a way, it's because, well, you know, Vince McMahon, he was just, you know, he was doing things we don't want to really discuss. He was just an asshole. Okay. This is just bad. You know, but so why don't you just give a recap? Let's give a quick recap, shall we? So on Sunday night after All Out, CM Punk won the title against Jon Moxley. And then we had the post-media scrum where CM Punk went into business for himself. We played it on this and went absolutely back one-o crazy on Nick Jackson, Adam Page, Matt Jackson,
and Kenny Omega, and Colt Cabana.
Right, and Colt Cabana. Okay.
Yeah, that's when things got real and we had the fight. And we finally got details of what happened per several sources involving, I think we got this from Wrestle Purist,
Justin Barrasso,
yeah,
all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, Basically, we have the entire gamut of both the disreputables who are saying whatever they want and the reputable sources as well. But you know, here's what we've heard has happened that we know for certain. Punk threw a chair at...
No. Hold on. We don't even get there, okay? And what happened was that Punk leaves the press room, okay? Mm-hmm. He's in the room, and depending on where you had Omega and the Bucks came into the locker room.
Or busted in.
Right, or busted in, okay? There was, you know, there was a physical altercation with Kenny Omega, Phil Brooks, Matt Nick Jackson, Pat Buck, Christopher Daniels, Nakazawa, and Brandon Cutler. Okay.
Yeah, and A-Steel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was alleged biting involved. There was a chair thrown, punches thrown. It was nasty.
And we don't know who threw the first punch. We do not know that.
We do not know that. We have no idea who threw the first punch. We don't know who hit who, but
there was also a report that the police got involved, although that has been rumor killed by I want to say it was like Dave brought that up. I think Sean
Ross Sapp.
Yeah,
there was also rumor that Adam Page was involved. No.
He was already gone.
Was there? No. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, he was gone. So what happened was that over the last 2 days, we were going, what is Tony going to do? And I bet you Tony was just like, oh my God, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently he's been leaning a lot on another Tony Schiavone.
Right. Allegedly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This according to Steve Mulehausen from the Zone.
The Zone. Right. And we're trying to get the best people involved. Justin Barrasso. You know, we're not involving, you know, certain names we won't discuss.
Yeah. In fact, let's go to Justin Barrasso because this is the start of the big stuff.
Okay.
This came out earlier today that a third party is investigating the incident.
Yes.
But everyone that was involved.
Which we talked about.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Omega, the Bucks, Pat Buck, Christopher Daniels, Michael Nakazawa, Brandon Cutler, and quite possibly Punk and A-Steel
are suspended.
Are all suspended.
Yeah, for how long? We don't know.
Yeah.
Fines? We don't know. Okay.
It's also been said that Punk got hurt. Seriously.
Yes, but that supposedly was in the match,
right?
Not during that Punk's injury. You know, from a Punk.
From a tope.
Right.
But that led us into the start of Dynamite.
Now, before even Dynamite, okay. But before the start of Dynamite, we had a meeting between...
Yeah, it was a locker room meeting led
by Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley, Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
basically saying, this shit's got to stop, okay? And what happens is that we get an immediate announcement from Tony Khan, courtesy of AEW, Warner Brothers, and Discovery Media. Hit it.
Hi. Thank you for joining us tonight, and welcome to AEW Wednesday Night Dynamite on TBS. Following All Out on pay-per-view this past Sunday night, I've been forced to vacate the AEW World Championship, as well as the AEW World Trios Championship. New World Trios Champions will be crowned live tonight in our opening contest in a fight between two of the most storied trios in AEW's history, Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends versus the AEW All-Atlantic Champion Pac and the Lucha Brothers, the Death Triangle. The AEW World Championship is the single most prized title in all of combat sports, and it will be decided in the grandest way possible. The AEW Grand Slam Tournament of Champions, with seven-time world champion Chris Jericho, former AEW World Champion and AEW World Tag Team Champion Hangman Page, six-time world champion Bryan Danielson, the all-time longest reigning TNT champion Darby Allin, three-time TNT champion Sammy Guevara, and three-time world champion Jon Moxley, fighting in a huge series of matches starting tonight. And a world champion will be crowned 2 weeks from tonight at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York City at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. I promise you that tonight is going to be a great night of professional wrestling, and AEW will be at our very best these next few weeks on the road to AEW Grand Slam. Thank you again, and back to you, Excalibur, Tony, and Taz.
Wow. Okay. So you now, that was kind of expected, to be honest.
Yes.
There was no way you're going to put Punk out there or you're going to put the Bucks and Omega out there. You're not.
No, okay? Not a chance. Not a chance. But an interesting thing, though, is we go right from that into a video package for MJF's return.
Right.
Which will follow an MJF promo, which we'll cover more detail on Friday or Saturday.
Well, I'm just saying you have it though, right?
Yeah, we have it, but I don't have it. I don't have that part queued up.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this package though, Punk's not in it.
Mm-hmm.
And according to some GIFs, some sources that we've seen, that in the opening signature,
he's not in it.
He's not in it. The Elite's not in it.
Okay.
So they have been excised from the signatures, and there was no mention of them tonight.
At all. Minus MJF's promo, of course.
Yeah.
To a degree. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Punk is, in your opinion, do you think Punk is done with AEW? Because I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I do not see a way back from that. And people deriding Tony is like, what was Tony going to do during the press conference? He was deer in the headlights during that presser.
Mm-hmm.
To be perfectly honest.
He was like, what the hell?
Like, what are you doing? What? It is like, I don't see a way after slamming everyone that he did and then getting into a physical altercation backstage
with three of the biggest guys.
Yeah. Regardless of who it was, getting into a physical altercation like that. I don't see a road back. And if there is, you better imagine he's going to be a heel when he comes back.
Exactly. Because honestly, MJF pulled a babyface promo.
For about 5 minutes.
Until Jon Moxley came out. And boy, did Moxley have a lot to say. And I believe that's what we're covering.
This is what we'll be covering because as one of the leaders of the Rock locker room meeting, covering when now that Punk has been stripped of the title.
Right.
He covered what the AEW title means.
What means something to me is what the AEW World Championship represents. And that means something to me, and that means something to a lot of people. The AEW World Championship represents passion for this sport, passion for this business. It represents the passion of the guys and girls in the back and the fans that fill the arenas and watch at home. Those three letters in the AEW World Championship, they represent heroes during a pandemic at a time when the world needed heroes. It represents the dream, the vision that we all had when we started this thing years ago, and we wanted to show the world just what wrestling could be. The AEW World Championship represents taking the dark and ugly side of this business and letting it die with another generation. The World Championship represents the freedom to be as great as you are willing to dare to be. The AEW World Championship means being better than I was the day before, even if it's just a little bit better, even if nobody notices but me. That World Championship represents slaying demons. That World Championship represents everything I love about this business.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That was, and he also said, you know, in the promo, I wasn't supposed to be there. He was supposed to be on vacation, but Tony called him, you know, and he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Neither was Chris Jericho, who also said this.
Yeah. Jericho said this.
Because it's my championship. AEW is my company. And this is my effing locker room. And no one has taken that away from me. Ever. Ever.
Mm-hmm. No. So those were okay.
One more thing.
Okay, sure.
From Mox's promo. This was the end of Mox's promo.
Okay.
But winners always want the ball when the game is on the line. The ace always wants the ball. And I want the ball. So hell yeah, I'm gonna take the shot. Because this isn't just time to win. This isn't just the fourth quarter. This isn't just winning time right now. This is time to be a legend.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oops. It's time to be a legend, huh?
Yeah.
So we first of all got the new Trios champions, and they are Death Triangle.
Yeah.
Who beat Best Friend. So Pac has two belts, and Rey Fénix and Pentagon Jr., Pentel Cierro Miedo, have belts. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terrific. Now, the question. Now let's just let's have a couple of questions here, and I'll ask them here. How long do you think the Bucks and Omega get suspended?
This is going to go, I want to say, this is going to go at least a month, if not two. Because Eddie got, what, 2 weeks?
I guess. I don't know.
It's like 2 weeks for the light slapping with
Sammy.
So, Eddie got 2 weeks for that. This has got to be at least a month, if not two. And because of the publicity on it, that's why Tony had to vacate the titles.
Yeah, because there was no way. Again, we talked earlier. No way. Okay.
But yeah, I do not see them being back for Grand Slam. They may be back in time for Full Gear to set things up for Full Gear, but
I don't know. I mean, I really think the Bucks and Omega need to go away. I really think Punk should be fired. I really do. I mean, you know, you just don't do that. You don't shit. Okay, you don't shit where you eat. That is the number one thing where you do. You don't shit where you eat.
Which is funny, because that's exactly what how Punk described MJF in the scrum.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, MJF is gonna hold the title anyway.
Yeah, okay? He's gonna win it at Full Gear if that winner is coming.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's mind blowing where it, you know, with this. But I really think that now, again, it going back to what I asked, what does CM Punk do from here? Or does it depend on what happens with AEW?
It really depends on, well, two things. One, what happens with AEW. Two, how badly he's actually hurt. Because mm-hmm. if it is a serious injury,
he may retire.
He may retire. And if that was his, I'm thinking that, and some people have said this, if this was his thought process, it's like, well, whatever, I'm done. I'm going to take the whole damn thing down with me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just to me, it's just to me right now, I think Punk is damaged goods. He was at one point, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the year that he had in AEW was nothing short of spectacular. It really was, okay? The feud with MJF, the feud with Hangman Page, and now this with Mox, it was great. But to just blow it up because of the Cole Cabana thing? Really? Mm-hmm. The fuck, dude?
Combination of Cole Cabana, a promo that happened 4 months ago,
right,
in the lead up to Double or Nothing. Where with Paige.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, you can't come back from that. And if you can, it's gonna take a lot of begging and scraping. And a lot of not getting your paycheck.
Exactly.
But that's where we are with that. Let's talk about where we're going to be in 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, that would be Grand Slam, right?
Yeah, Grand Slam. And like Tony said, we've got a tournament that's going
on. Let's talk about the tournament bracket, shall we?
Yeah.
So tonight, Bryan Danielson, expectedly,
mm-hmm.
beat Hangman Adam Page to advance to fight Chris Jericho. And again, makes sense due to the storyline that he's been doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then on Friday, we have Sammy Guevara versus Darby Allin, correct?
Right. Correct. Winner of that gets Jon Moxley.
Who would you put there?
I think we want to see. This is where the problem is, because like I would think we would go with Sammy over Darby.
Right.
But Darby's now coming off the feud with House of Black, and we'll talk about House of Black this weekend.
Right.
So he needs something to do. And I'm not sure if I want to have Jericho Mox 3 or whatever it is at this point for the title again at Grand Slam. I'm not sure which of the possibility matches I would want to see at Grand Slam. But we also, again, have to deal with the fact that MJF has the not so much casino in the bank poker chip.
Yeah, he does, because it doesn't really matter who wins this. Yeah, it really doesn't.
Yeah, because MJF is going to be the world champion by Full Gear.
Yep. He will be the champ by Full Gear, and he will hold it till Double or Nothing. Because MJF as the dick heel champion is the only thing that matters right now. Okay? Only thing that matters. That's it for now, at least on my end. VRM, you're going to get the thoughts of our esteemed host, Nikki Heyman, in a little while, yes?
Yes.
Okay. You'll do that, and we will talk soon here on the NAWC, and of course, we'll have our regular scheduled program this weekend. VRM, thank you very much for your time, and we'll follow the story as it unfolds.